Report: Maskless Super Bowl revelry did not lead to coronavirus outbreak. By Dylan Gwynn on February 22, 2021. Remember a couple of weeks ago when all the Buccaneers fans were causing another COVID outbreak because of their maskless Super Bowl celebrating? Yeah, apparently that did not happen. 2 weeks after the media departed their D.C. and New York enclaves to poison America's biggest sporting event with their doomsaying alarmism, it now appears as though absolutely none of their foul prophecies came to pass. Here is data from Hillsborough County, Florida, which is where the Super Bowl was held. 2 weeks is the established time frame for determining whether a coronavirus outbreak occurred. 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, there is no evidence of an outbreak. Additional tracking data from Hillsborough County shows that the number of cases over the last week is trending down. Other data shows a 9.49% decrease in the number of cases from February 8 to February 15, 1 week after the Super Bowl. A larger time frame, from January 25 to February 20, which encompasses the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl and the 2 week incubation period after the game, shows a 20.3% decline in the number of cases. You'll remember, the media freakout over maskless Super Bowl celebrations was such that CNN's Randy K actually called the police. The police are good again? To snitch on fans who were partying without masks. I gave a call to Tampa police to ask them what's going on with all these people that are out and about and not wearing masks. The snitch explained Sunday on the air, there is a mask mandate in the city of Tampa while this pandemic is underway and during this time of the game there. Other great media takes from the pandemic paranoia included these gems. Of course, none of these doctors will be called to account anywhere in the mainstream media for their wildly inaccurate predictions precisely because their predictions were based on politics, not science. So, in the end, the only super spreader event that took place at the Super Bowl was the media's spread of lies and misinformation.